Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know if you guys saw the news or not. And I understand if you only keep up with the news locally in Kansas City, but sometimes I like to venture out. This headline came across my timeline today. Denver weather. City sees biggest late May snow in 44 years. And then I'm like, all right, what does that mean? You know, like a half inch, you know, it's Denver, the mountains, all that kind of stuff. As of 8 a.m. this morning, 4 inches of snow had fallen upon the Mile High City. 4 inches of snow. It's May 21st. We're supposed to be outside eating tacos and having margaritas and drinking a Corona. Nope, you're shoveling your driveway for snow. That I wrote this down. And maybe you got to play the hot take sounder.
You did drive to work today, right? Like, took your canoe here through the rain?
100%.
Okay, just making sure.
My windshield wipers works. I don't know if you should be the one throwing shots in shade right now when your windshield wipers don't work.
That's a fair point.
On your 1992 Dodge Corolla.
It's not a 92 Dodge Corolla. Don't talk smack on my 2002 Honda Accord.
My bad.
You just crossed the line.
My bad.
All right.
4 inches had fallen. So I was trying to think of this. First off, for the basis of this conversation, let's define what we would consider to be a major city.
Okay.
I would consider a major city if you have two sports teams. So like Green Bay, they have an NFL team, but I would not consider them to be a major city. Jacksonville, Florida, just have the Jaguars. I would not consider them to be a major team.
What about Portland?
A major city. Portland, I would not consider them to be a major city. If you have two sports teams, I would consider you to be a major city. That would be my qualifications.
All right.
BK, can you get on board with that? If you have two professional sports teams, that would classify you as a major city. So if you think about the cities that I'm talking about that have multiple teams, I'm talking NFL, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, like Kansas City, that would be a major city. Denver might be the worst.
What?
Denver, Colorado might be the worst major city in the United States. These are the three. So I wrote down the three that are in contention for the argument. Of major cities, Milwaukee is definitely in the conversation.
Milwaukee's Kansas City of the North. It's great. It's just on the lake.
Milwaukee is in the conversation for worst American major cities. Cleveland is always in the conversation for worst anything. They're always in the conversation. And then Denver, Colorado. I don't want to live any place in which it could snow 4 inches on May 21st. And then, get this, I clicked on it to learn a little bit more about the story. It's supposed to be 75 on Saturday.
That's another reason why Denver's great.
That's not a place I want to live. I'm sorry. Those are the three worst major cities in our country. Give me, out of my qualification of what we would deem as a major city, give me a worse three than that, or tell me that Denver can't be the worst of all of those.
Phoenix has to be worse than Denver. It's 1,000 degrees.
Crazy.
Everything's far apart. Phoenix sucks. Compared to Denver?
Detroit? Where are we at on Detroit, CDOT? We think Detroit's a better place to live than Denver, Colorado?
Should I throw St. Louis out there now, or should I wait a little bit? Or
they only got one major city.
Oh, we're not
one
counting St. Louis. Oh, yeah, I forgot they don't have a football team.
They ain't major no more.
Yeah, they got hockey.
That's major?
Hockey.
Not to me. Not to you.
That's more major sports.
To somebody.
That's major?
No, not
that's
to
major?
Me.
My bad, I didn't know.
Okay.
That is a terrible pick.
Yeah, if I had to pick, I'd much rather live in St. Louis than live in Denver.
You're nuts.
If I had to pick out of those two.
You are nuts. You got the Arch versus the mountains. You got Boulder versus, I don't know, BK, what's some other city just outside of St. Louis. Are you kidding me? St. Louis compared to Denver? You're not talking apples and oranges. You're talking apples and gold. And Denver is the gold. Denver might be one of the three best cities to live in the country. Vegas, Denver, Chicago.
I can't believe you're telling me that you much rather live in Denver than Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
You're crazy.
It's always 1,000 degrees in Phoenix. It's all spread out.
Nobody retires to move to Denver. People work their entire lives in a place like Kansas City. And I love Kansas City. It sucks in the winter. People work their entire lives to move to a place like Phoenix. No one says, you know what I want to do? I've made a great life
for
myself.
How old are you? You getting ready to retire already? Why don't you go to Florida then? Why isn't Orlando on your list or Fort Myers or Fort Lauderdale?
That's what Phoenix is. Phoenix is all those places. Phoenix is amazing. You're crazy. Phoenix is amazing.
What is there to like about Phoenix and not like about Denver? You ever been to Boulder, by the way? Boulder might be the greatest city on planet
Earth. I've been to Boulder before, and I've been to Phoenix before. If you're telling me that in February it's 65 degrees in Phoenix, I'll pick that place. I'll pick the place where in March it's 70 degrees and it never snows. I'll take that place over Denver. I'm telling you. Give me a three worse than these three. Milwaukee, Cleveland, Denver.
I think we got a good start. Detroit, Buffalo. Phoenix, Buffalo. There we go.
Detroit, Phoenix, Buffalo. All right. Now
this
that you mentioned.
This hard. Cincinnati. Cincinnati is worse. I've got three. Boom. C-Dot, you lose your hand.
You ever been to Cincinnati? It's not bad. Okay. Cincinnati's not bad. Milwaukee's not bad.
Okay, you know what?
Cleveland sucks.
I feel like my hand is better than what he had a pair of eights. I came in with a couple of kings.
Okay, now I didn't know we were counting cities like Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's a major city.
It's got a baseball and a football team.
I didn't know we were counting Cincinnati.
They had the All-Star game a couple years ago. It's a major city.
I didn't know we were counting
Detroit.
Why
would we count Cleveland and not Cincinnati? Why would we count Cleveland and not Detroit?
I didn't know we were counting those kind of cities. I didn't know we were counting Buffalo.
Buffalo's a major
market.
Hold on.
Buffalo has two teams? Buffalo doesn't have two teams.
They have the Sabres.
They got hockey if we're counting hockey now.
That don't count.
Then how did St. Louis get into the conversation?
I never threw him in the conversation.
That was on
you
me.
Threw him in the conversation.
Yeah, that's on me. Buffalo, by the way, is the 52nd biggest media market in the country.
Yeah,
just
they got
behind
two pro
Memphis.
Sports teams, though.
Just behind Memphis and New Orleans. For reference point, Kansas City is number 32.
Okay.
And Denver is media market size number 17 and one of the three best cities in the entire country.
Denver's fantastic. I just don't
understand. There's no way you think it's top three.
Oh, yeah. If you don't like Denver, you don't like puppies or babies. Like, what's the matter with
you? There's no way you think it's top three.
Yes, I do.
Chicago's better than Denver.
Yeah, that's one. Maybe Las Vegas.
Vegas ain't better?
That's two.
Atlanta's better?
No, it's not.
Orlando's better?
I'm taking the mountains all day over Atlanta or Walt Disney
World. I don't
want
to talk to you about this anymore. You got Denver top three.
You've got Denver bottom three. That's ridiculous.
All right. Now that we've done this exercise, I see I was wrong.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned Cincinnati.
Detroit, Cincinnati. Yes.
There's absolutely no happiness
Buffalo.
In Cincinnati.
What's so great about Atlanta anyway?
It's not even a bottom five city among these. Like, I love Denver. Don't get me wrong. I can understand if you're not the outdoorsy type, you don't like craft breweries.
Weed.
Like,
I'm just saying there's
Sean,
some of that going
of
on there.
Of course,
there's
the one that came up
that
with who's higher
there
is the guy that brings up the weed that's going on in Colorado.
I'm just
right
saying
now.
There's a lot of people that moved out there because of the weed the last couple of years.
I'm normally not willing to concede. I concede that I lost this argument.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm willing to concede now that I'm doing this that, okay, all right, that maybe I'm not good enough in this, that I had Denver's bottom three and it's better than Cincinnati.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.